Lawmakers have just a few more days to decide whether to use public dollars to help finance a California shipping terminal. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Funding for Utah's $53 million loan to the Oakland, California port would come from mineral development on federal land and would be funneled through the state treasury. Utah Coal would be first in line for access through the $275 million facility. Republican Senator Stuart Adams of Layton is sponsoring a bill to facilitate the move.
This gives us access to China and the rest of the world. Counties could have done it on their own. We think it's better for state oversight. That's why we're involved. This will be a great opportunity not only for those counties, but for the entire state.
Utah senators say they're prepared to fight California officials and environmentalists who try to block Utah coal shipments from the port. Jeremy Nichols works on air and climate change for the environmental group Wild Earth Guardians. He doubts the wisdom of the coal port idea and says it undermines efforts to stop global warming.
And it just raises a concern that this is just a desperate last-ditch effort by a dying coal industry to stay in business and to continue to profit at the expense of the American public and the climate.
Even if senators approve Adams' bill, it won't become law unless the House also passes it by midnight on Thursday. Judy Fays, KUER News.